Giants baseball coming up, and boy, we look forward to our annual visit of spring training with the Bay Area guy, and that is Mark Gonzalez, and he covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. Gonzo, how are you?
I'm doing better now that you've introduced me.
Well, we love having you on. I look forward to seeing you. And look, we have so many fans in the Bay Area of the Cubs and of you. And they always follow you online as well at the Trib. But let's talk Chicago baseball. Start with the new manager.
Yeah, it was unexpected. But the fact, the way Joe Maddon left, the guy who brings them their first World Series title since 1908, and he's gone 3 years later, a little harsh, you might say, but they just felt that a different atmosphere was needed, a change. You know, Joe is a laid-back, kind of the favorite uncle-type guy, and David, these players are familiar with as a teammate, also a fiery guy who's not afraid to kick some rear, so to speak. Yeah. So I think that's what they felt they needed right now.
Well, talking about David Ross being the new manager of the Cubs, no major league experience, though, so he walks in. How's he going to run a game? Does he have help?
Oh, I think he's got tons of help right now, and I think it's because they've overhauled most of their coaching staff. They brought in a lot of data-driven people in the organization. Catching-wise, they brought in Craig Driver, who's supposed to be a catching guru with the Phillies most recently. You know, Mike Borzello, the pitching and strategy guy, he's got a catching background. Then you got David Ross, so you should expect some improvement in Wilson Contreras. But they've loaded up on a lot of help for David.
Okay, all right. Mark Gonzalez with us, of course, writes for the Chicago Tribune and covers the Cubs. He's covered the White Sox as well. I may even ask him a White Sox question because they're one of the hot teams that we talk about, too. Gonzo, Chris Bryant, that is a name that comes up. Every club has got somebody. Arenado in Colorado, Chris Bryant in Chicago. Bring us up to date on Chris Bryant.
Well, not only is he still with the Cubs, but he's going to bat leadoff. And that was the biggest shocker. You know, he's batted leadoff before seven times, to be exact. He also batted leadoff sometimes at the University of San Diego. But this is going to be an interesting study because we all know he's a run producer. Now he hits at the top of the order. The feeling is he can get on base and set the table for the likes of Rizzo, Baez. But I think the big key is going to be how Kyle Schwarber and Wilson Contreras and even Jason Hayward respond in those situations. But getting back to Chris, I think he felt he has a lot to prove here. I mean, to show people that one, he's productive, two, he's healthy, and three, he wants to be a Cub. So what better way for him to prove that than the produce at the top of the order?
Yeah, big guy at the top of the order. But your thought, will he be a Cub July 31st or let's say August 1st?
Check the standings because this thing could change in a hurry. If they get off to a slow start, I could see this team being an overhaul because let's face it, they lose 3/5 of their starting rotation after this year. Their farm system is about as dry as Death Valley. So they need guys that are major league ready or close to major league ready who can step in and also under club control because right now they're a few million over the luxury tax. They don't want to pay that tax for a second consecutive year, so they're going to have to move some chunks here and there.
Really interesting to look at the bullpen with Kimbrell at the end, who was awful last year. I mean, just awful. We know he signed in June. He wasn't ready, but, you know, the Cubs needed him, and he got lit up. But the rest of the bullpen's gone. It's a whole new bullpen. Give me the names. I don't even know who's in the bullpen.
Well, they signed Jeremy Jeffers. That was one of their big signings of the offseason. The hope is that he gets back to where he was in 2018 with the Brewers, an all-star year. He said he had some hip issues last year that contributed to his decline. So far, he's been healthy. His velocity's climbing back. The guy to keep an eye on is Rowan Wick. He was a great find, converted guy, played catcher and outfield at junior college ball in Southern California. You know, had some stints with the Cardinals and Padres in the minor leagues. They think they've unearthed something there. He was deluxe in the second half, even had some closing situations. But now the league knows him, and he has struggled so far. Now he's working on some things. It's spring training, but they're going to ask a lot of him this year in terms of the back end of the bullpen. And then after that, it's a cast of thousands. The guy I've said all along to keep an eye on, former Giant for all of about a couple of days, was Dan Winkler. He's got a terrific cut fastball, but now he's got velocity. He's up to 96 right now. But those are the guys they're relying on. What happened was they didn't have much money to spend. So what they did is they found a lot of bargain basement guys and thinking that their vaunted pitch lab that everybody has in baseball can unearth some tools there, you know, with their spin rate and all that. But as far as experience go, they don't have it. They don't have a Cech. They don't have a Kinsler. They don't have a Pedro Strop.
Right. Well, different for the Cubs. All names. I didn't know those names. And Brandon Morrow, I know his name. What happened to him?
It's just like... It's really hard to describe what's gone on. Whatever can go wrong with him, it has. You know, he was making a comeback, and then he felt some tightness near his right shoulder, right chest area, so he was shut down for a while. Then came back and started throwing. Then he's running, jogging, and then all of a sudden his calf pops, so he's out. He's been out for at least 10 days. Probably figure another week, and then he can start throwing again, or off a mound again. He's throwing, but not off a mound. But it's just like whatever can go wrong does go wrong, which is unfortunate because when he's on, wow.
Yeah. All right. It's appropriate. Let's close with the closer, Kimbrel.
Work in progress. And I think the biggest thing, and it's finally something he's going to have to live with now and deal with, is trying to throw a changeup. He said he's flirted with it the last 11 springs, never felt comfortable with it, but his velocity has dipped a bit. At least last year it did, from 98 to 96. He gave up 9 home runs, including, I think, 4 to lefties, which batted 289 against him. That's unheard of against him. The feeling is, with a normal full spring training, getting his strength back and getting his sharpness back, that not only will he get his velocity back, but he'll be able to spot his curve very well and finally get a changeup that'll keep hitters off balance. But those are three big ifs right now.
Yeah, sounds like the analytic guys have gotten hold of him and what he's got to do. We've heard this story before. Mark Gonzalez, always a pleasure to have him on Chicago Tribune. All right, let's talk about the division, the Central. Everyone's going nuts about the Reds. We still got the Brewers, the Cardinals in there, not much for the Pirates. But what about the division?
Oh, I think it's going to be fascinating. The Reds have always been that team everybody's worried about because they put runs on the board, and now they think they have the pitching to do it. But they still got to pitch in a shoebox of a ballpark, Great American Ballpark. So I'm on pause with them right now. I still think the Cardinals, well, all that great homegrown pitching, and I still think Goldschmidt's got a lot left in the tank. I think their defense is going to be even better. And they have some young outfielders that are intriguing that I think are going to come on the scene this year. So I still think they're the team to beat.
All right. bullish on the White Sox?
I'm going to say, 83 wins. I still think they're starting pitching in question. They have some deluxe arms there with Giolito and a few other guys. Ronaldo Lopez I like, but he just hasn't turned the corner yet. They got some veterans in Gio Gonzalez and now Keiko, who was a great addition to that team, a ground ball guy, and that ballpark is a must there. And hopefully, Rodon, when he comes back, if he comes back, will be helping. But they're still not a great track record with the homegrown guys or the guys that they've drafted or at least acquired when they were young. And so I'm kind of tapping the brakes there. But the offense, they're going to mess with a lot of starting pitchings.
All right, 83 now. Who wins more, Cubs or White Sox?
Cubs, barely. Barely. I'm going to say 85 to 83.
All right. Wonderful having you on, as always. A pleasure. I know everyone in the Bay Area really enjoys your work, and they look forward to having you on the show with me. So Mark Gonzalez, Tribune. Chicago Tribune, thank you.
Thanks. That's always great to be on with your show.
All right. That's Gonzo. More coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.